We're delighted to have you join us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today we would like to prepare for you a traditional and delectable Jamaican dish called rice and peas. And ingredients, we'll need 2 cups of rice, 1.5 cups of red kidney beans, and we can vary the beans. You can use green beans or Congo peas, or any peas that you like. To spice it up, because Jamaican people love spicy food, we have a Scotch bonnet, but Scotch bonnet is a very hot pepper, so we have to make sure that we don't burst it, because it's just for flavor and aroma.
Okay.
We will use some scallion, 2 stalks of scallion. Now this is quite different from green onions. This has a very nice aroma, and the taste is very nice.
Strong.
As well.
Is it stronger than the green onions?
Very strong. And we also have thyme.
Oh.
Yeah, a few. And this is fresh thyme, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll need 3 sprigs of those. You put it in like that. After it cooks, we take it out before we serve it. We have coconut milk. The dry coconut has a very hard shell, so you'll have to break that and get the meat out. Then we just scoop it out with a knife and cut it into very small pieces. We can put it in a blender, add about 2 to 2.5 cups of water, blend it all together, and then with clean hands, we squeeze the milk from the coconut. We can also use a sieve and you know, squish the juice out. I prepared that ahead of time. What we do with the raw peas, soak it overnight in 2 to 3 cups of water with salt. This is the rice cooker in which we're going to do our rice and peas. The rice cooker also doubles as a vegetable steamer.
Oh, so that's a different kind of a rice cooker.
Yeah, it's 2-in-1.
Oh,
this
lovely
little container here.
Yes.
Yeah, we use for to cook the rice.
Okay.
If we're doing vegetables, we'll just put our vegetables in there, whatever you like, and cover it down. The water underneath will cook it all for us.
So the water gets heated underneath and causes the steam.
Oh, yeah. We start off by putting our rice in the...
This is
about 2 cups of rice. Using basmati rice today. A lot of people love basmati rice. It has very nice flavor.
Oh, and the aroma is nice too.
Oh, yeah, really delicious.
And it's also less starchy.
That is true. Also rinsed it as well, to remove any excess. So I just rinsed it about 2 times.
Okay.
That's sufficient for that.
Do you have to add any salt to the rice?
No, I won't add salt. And the reason for not adding the salt is because the peas were soaked in salt overnight.
Mm.
The peas soaked in about 2 cups of water overnight with about 1 tablespoon of salt.
Mm.
Another thing that we can use is ginger root. You know the green ginger root?
The fresh ginger?
The fresh ginger root. Yeah, you can put a bit of that in when you soak it, or you can wait and cook it in there. Some people just cook it right in the pot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. These are red kidney beans.
Red kidney
beans.
And they're healthy, aren't they?
Very healthy. High in protein.
Yes.
Very high in fiber. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Iron as well. Oh, and a whole bunch of nutritional stuff. We'll add our water. I put about 2 cups. But just enough to cover the rice. Yeah. And I don't want to add too much because we're going to add the coconut milk. And add our ingredients. This is garlic, chopped garlic, about 1 tablespoon. If you like, you don't have to put it, but it's very good flavor. Black pepper, about 1 tablespoon or less, depending on what you like. And just sprinkle that on there. Actually, I'm going to leave a bit of this back because we're using the Scotch bonnet pepper.
Oh, and the Scotch bonnet is very hot.
Very hot, yes. We'll leave that for last. Oh, let me add my peas. since it's called rice and peas. Here we go. And this is about a cup and a half, just because we have a small cooker.
Mm-hmm. Do you have to mix it up in the container, or does it just layer?
Actually, when it starts boiling, it will do the mixing for us. This is scallion. Oh. Are you familiar with this? Look at the color.
It's pretty.
It's very pretty. As Jamaican, we use this a lot in many different
So it's different
foods.
To the green onions that
very
we get
different.
In the grocery store.
Do you smell it? It's very, mm-hmm. very
it's
high in flavor.
Pungent.
And yeah, this gives it a very nice taste.
Okay.
And our coconut milk. And this is about a half a cup, but I think we don't have to put all of it. Just enough to add flavor.
Oh.
And a bit of fat as well. And next we add our thyme. About 3 sprigs of thyme.
Mm, that smells nice.
Yeah, it's very, very,
very fresh.
Very fresh. Very tasty.
Can you use any other besides thyme? Can you use any other spice?
Well, you could use bay leaf if you like. Whatever spice you like. Huh? But this
basil,
I like. Basil.
Anything?
Yeah, we could use basil as well.
The last thing is.
The last. We put it on top. And you notice, I made sure that I didn't.
Oh, take the center out.
Yeah, because
it'll break up.
It burns. Okay, that's what
it's
I'm trying
hot.
To say. It is so hot.
Oh.
So we have everything in. I'll just add a little bit more milk. So now all the ingredients are in, and we are ready to cook. So we will put this timer on for about 35 minutes.
Okay.
To start. Here we go. And that's it.
And then we can go and feed the cat.
We can go, yes. Or
all
go
right.
play with the birds.
All right.
And we leave it there, and it makes a noise to let us know when it's done.
So when we hear the buzzer, we'll come back.
We will come back, yes.
All right.
Our dish is finished.
Oh, I heard the ding go.
Oh, you heard it go off?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that is so colorful.
Okay, now I'm just going to take the spices out. And then I'll have you test it to see.
Oh, it smells yummy.
Beautiful aroma. That's why I love these spices. Excellent. Now, I would like to have you try it. Would you like to try a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to try some.
Okay. Get some of the beans on there for you.
Thank you.
You'll be my tester.
Okay.
Be careful, it's hot.
You can taste the spice. You can taste the bonnet.
You taste the bonnet as well?
A little bit, yes.
Wow, see?
Delicious.
Good thing we didn't.
And the rice
it.
Is perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect grains.
Oh,
very
so
nice.
Happy.
Look at that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're separated.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love basmati rice. When you cook it, it separates. The grains separate.
And it tastes so good. It's really good. So what would you serve this with? Would you eat this alone?
You can eat it alone because, remember, the peas have a lot of protein, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have our carbohydrates, iron. But typically on a Sunday, this is a Sunday dish in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah, special. Mm-hmm.
Or any other special occasion. So you could serve it as vegetarians or as vegans. We can serve it with vegan chicken, vegan fish,
anything on the side.
That's right. Because this is a main dish. So you could have... We can have salad, garden salad, or we could have
Right.
Steamed vegetables. You like
those? Oh, yes. Or even grilled vegetables, maybe.
Ah, there we go. Yeah. Yes, we could do that as well.
This is very tasty by itself.
It is very tasty and very filling. This is a meal in itself, by itself. That's our rice and peas. Complete.
It's lovely.
And you can have it just like that. Maybe you want to make an extra garden salad to go with it. You can also serve with avocado. You love avocado?
Yes.
I love avocado. Yeah, we can serve it with avocado. And as I said, you can serve a tofu dish if you want a bit more protein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or any other protein dish that you would like.
Nice and healthy.
Nice and healthy.
Healthy and tasty.
Oh, vegetarian is the way to go, honey. Anyone will love this. Vegetarian or non-vegetarian, this is an excellent dish for you to try at home. And this is also a very good way to introduce yourself to vegetarian food.
Thanks.
Perhaps you can write to Supreme Master Television and tell them about this dish that we prepared after you've served it to your family, and let us know how much you like it. We'd like to thank you all for joining us today. Come back and visit us very soon on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living.
Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.